众议院民主党人正式就罢免特朗普对彭斯施压。美国国家安全顾问发表声明，谴责中共断送香港民主。当选总统拜登提名前副国务卿伯恩斯为中情局局长。1月12号星期二，欢迎收看美国观察，我是许湘云。首先来关注今天的新闻头条。美国国会众议院民主党人星期一早上提出决议案，正式呼吁彭斯副总统启动宪法第25条修正案第4款，宣布特朗普总统无法履行职务，并立即担任临时总统一职。该决议案希望得到众议院无异议通过的请求，但是因共和党议员的反对而告终。众议院将在星期二继续对决议案进行表决。反对该决议案的西维吉尼亚州共和党众议员穆尼表示，罢免总统这样的重大决定不可以在缺乏详细讨论和辩论的情况下轻易通过。众议院多数党领袖霍耶说，众议院将在星期二对决议案进行表决，并在星期二晚间完成最后的投票。如果决议案获得多数通过，彭斯必须在24小时内启用第25修正案。如果彭斯不采取这项行动，国会民主党人将正式提出对特朗普的弹劾。与此同时，3名民主党议员星期一提出对总统特朗普的弹劾条款。众议院将最早在星期三对弹劾条款进行表决。即使众议院投票成功弹劾特朗普，参议院也不太可能在1月20日之前审议确认对总统的弹劾。但是可以在特朗普卸任后确认众议院对他的弹劾，使他未来可能无法担任或竞选联邦公职。1月11号，美国国家安全顾问奥布莱恩发表声明，谴责中共断送香港民主和在疫情方面不配合的态度，并表示美国将采取新的措施回应中国。奥布莱恩星期一的声明说，上个星期在香港，包括前民选官员在内的50多人因行使基本法所保障的政治权利而受到出于政治动机的逮捕，这是北京断送香港民主的一系列致命打击中的罪行一项。声明说，去年5月，美国政府要求北京就新冠病毒的起源作出答复，并指责世界卫生组织使中共得以掩饰真相。正如中国无视中英联合声明规定的国际义务一样，他也继续无视国际卫生条例。奥布莱恩的声明说，美国是第一个敢于坚定的明确认定中共政权性质的大国。至关重要的是，世界各国都要求对北京问责，不能再出于天真和顺从而为北京不负责任的有害行为继续付出沉重的代价。美国正在检视进一步的应对选项。美国当选总统拜登星期一宣布，他将提名有33年外交经历的前副国务卿威廉·伯恩斯为中情局局长。拜登在星期一的声明中说，伯恩斯和他都坚信情报必须不受政治左右。今年64岁的伯恩斯曾经在克林顿总统任内出任美国驻约旦大使，在小布什总统主政期间担任美国驻俄罗斯大使。2011年，美国总统奥巴马任命伯恩斯为副国务卿，2014年退休。之后，伯恩斯接掌国际事务智库卡内基国际和平基金会的会长。如果他的提名通过，他将取代现任中情局局长哈斯佩尔。拜登在声明中说，由伯恩斯担任下一位中情局局长，美国人将可以睡得安稳。美国当选总统拜登星期一注射了第二剂新冠疫苗。他在上个月21号施打了辉瑞第一剂疫苗，告诉美国人大可以放心接种。与此同时，纽约市2家大型新冠疫苗接种中心星期天正式开放。市长白思豪宣布，纽约全市最终将设立250处接种中心。白思豪计划在本月底前为至少100万名纽约市民完成疫苗接种，请看报道。
对于纽约市医护人员克劳迪亚·泽恩来说，星期天接受新冠疫苗注射，不仅使他获得了免疫能力，同时也让他感受到自己在亲历历史。
I feel like that little part of history was really like it's a part of moving forward, a part of seeing what's next, having hope for the future, and moving on from where we are right now, which I think everybody's ready to do.
泽恩接受疫苗注射的布鲁克林大型接种中心星期天刚刚开放，另一处大型接种中心位于布朗市。两处中心在星期天都处于试运营的状态，星期一将全面开放。 布鲁克林接种中心的一位工作人员向媒体介绍了这里的设施状况。
So folks show up, we make sure they have the appointment, we give them a little bit of paperwork, and then if this was staff today, the way it would work is you would start here.Kind of speaking to a registrar actually through the window, and they're all set up with their workstations, and that's when they check you in. If you have insurance, we'll collect your insurance information, you know, your demographics, et cetera, et cetera. That takes a few minutes, and then you actually come inside.
纽约市长白思豪计划在全市设立250个接种中心，并在本月底前为至少100万名纽约市民注射疫苗。布鲁克林区新冠疫苗接种中心主任乔纳森·吉蒙内斯对于接种中心第一天的运营状况感到满意。
It's been going great. We have just opened today for a soft launch, two new vaccination sites at Bathgate in the Bronx and Brooklyn Army Terminal, where we're at today in Brooklyn, and excited to be able to provide vaccine to New Yorkers.
除了这两家大型的接种中心之外，另外还有三家小规模的接种中心星期天在布鲁克林、布朗市和皇后区同时开放。纽约市卫生署的数据显示，截至星期天上午，纽约市首批接到的524,000株疫苗当中，已经注射了大约203,000株。
We're 1A currently. However, Governor Cuomo just expanded the criteria to 1B, which will expand beyond healthcare providers, starting this week. And we're excited and ready to provide vaccine to that group as well.
上个星期五，纽约州长库莫对注射疫苗的优先排序做出了调整。他宣布，从本周一开始，除了纽约州的医护人员之外，年龄75岁以上的居民也可以接受注射。美国之音电视新闻。
开始在美国蔓延之时，到底要不要戴口罩，曾引起社会上激烈的讨论。最终，美国疾控中心和卫生官员呼吁人们在公共场合戴上口罩。民调显示，越来越多的人选择佩戴口罩，成为过去几个月疫情期间人们生活的新常态。尽管如此，仍然有人对于这件事情抱持着不同的态度，认为口罩令是政府过度管控的表现，又或是认为口罩的不舒适性给生活带来太多的不便，对于口罩防御病毒的有效性也存有怀疑。美国之音记者海伦·墨菲从华盛顿特区和弗吉尼亚州带来更多的详细内容。
以前出门切记要带上的是手机、钱包、钥匙三大件，但是现在多了第四件，
口罩。
这是现在很多美国人的生活新常态。就像我们所在的大华府地区，政府规定人们在公共场合，尤其是室内区域，必须佩戴口罩。类似这样的规定在全美37个州都在实施当中。而早在今年3月，新冠疫情刚开始在美国蔓延的时候，口罩对于美国人民来说还是一个陌生甚至是带有一些抵触情绪的事物。那时候美国疾控中心和医疗界专家不建议公众用佩戴口罩的方式进行防疫，担心口罩不够医护人员或者已感染的病人使用，直到4月才调整了政策，开始呼吁民众外出时佩戴布口罩及其他的不遮蔽物，例如围巾。尽管在疾控中心 CDC 开始呼吁普及口罩的使用后，各州政府是否采纳这样的建议并且去颁布相关的政策是由他们自己决定的，因此不同的地区也就出现了人们对于口罩的接纳程度不一的情况。
My family lives in New Jersey, was a requirement, and so whenever we entered buildings or stores you would have to wear masks, and just for precautions I was always wearing masks because I really wanted to be safe, and I come from an Asian culture whereIt was a lot easier for us to transition to wearing masks. I go to college in D.C., but I live in Georgia, which is obviously way less strict about restrictions.
So at that time, it was a little more like normalized not to wear a mask, but I think my family still took it pretty seriously and definitely started wearing masks inside almost immediately.
在这个问题上还有城乡之间的差别，我们来到了这个距离华盛顿特区大约一小时车程的小镇上，注意到呢，大部分人在进入店家之前都会按照门上的规定佩戴上口罩，但是在走出店门的这一刻就取下来了。我们询问了一些当地的居民和店家，他们对口罩表示了不同程度的抗拒和反感。 有的最终选择戴上口罩是出于对其他人的尊重和妥协，但有的也坚持一贯以来坚决反对口罩的态度，认为这个是个人的选择，政府不可以把这样的规矩强加在他们的身上。
I only wear them like if I have to. Other than that, I don't wear them.
I believe that it's just kind of like the government telling us what to do. We're controlled either way. To be honest with you,
you're right about that. That's right. Yeah.
But you still choose to obey the rule, though.
To a certain extent, yes.
To some extent?
Yes. Like, when we're at home or coming outside of our house, we don't wear them outside of our home if we're in our own personal yard, you know what I'm saying? But out in public, it's not just about us. It's the people around us as well.
I think it's overhyped, you know. I think if you pass on, you pass on. If your immune system's good, then you're good.
If the next government is going to do an overall countrywide, nationwide mask mandate, what would you react to that?
Well, you know, I might rebel a little bit because I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm just going to do it. You know, I'm going to be free-spirited.
In general, I think if people want to wear them, they should wear them. If they don't want to wear them, they shouldn't. But I don't think they should be forcing their beliefs on other people. Personally, I wear them all the time because I want to stay safe and do whatever I can to keep from getting COVID.
And for the people who you know that refuse to wear masks, what are their reasons?
To me, the majority of it is political. They don't want to wear it because, like I said, if the government says go right, some people take a left. And I think that's the biggest part of it.
来自不同机构的问卷调查都显示，由于新冠疫情的持续影响，越来越多的美国人佩戴口罩，尤其是在室内环境下。疾控中心10月30日发布的最新调查显示，比起洗手、保持社交距离等预防措施，佩戴口罩在不同年龄段的美国人中接受度越来越高。这和皮尤研究中心8月的调查结果比较一致。 这份调查称，接受问卷的13,200人中，有83%都在商店里佩戴口罩。包括中国在内，早已接纳口罩的一些亚洲国家，对于口罩的防护等级是非常重视的，但在美国却不同。
This is actually my first mask. My mom made it. It falls off my face.
市面上还有各式各样的设计可以选择。这位是史蒂芬·特拉德，他是一位华盛顿特区的精品商店的经理。 他告诉我们，他们从今年5月开始出售不同本地艺术家设计的口罩，销量不断的在增加。It
was around then in May that we really noticed that they almost became a sort of stylish accessory as well. You know, you have certain, I know some people who have a wide array of, especially reusable masks that you can have with all sorts of outfits or all sort of political statements or even fun things like plants or cats or animals that you found, you hold true to yourself. And I think it was through that, that it really, that the perception of Americans towards wearing masks as a day-to-day necessity, and really came through.
这排货架上很多华盛顿特区主题的口罩都是 J.C. 史密斯设计的。他一直以来都专注在 T 恤的领域，直到新冠疫情的到来。现在他卖出的口罩和 T 恤一样多，一些和大选以及社会议题相关的设计更是售罄。We
started off struggling, like most businesses, but then once we did start making the masks and you know, getting involved and doing some more political things, honestly, our sales went up, and so. You know, it's a tough year for everybody, but we've managed to kind of, you know, kind of tread water by having masks and making some new products.
随着天气转冷，冬天即将到来，全美各地的新冠疫情有加剧的势头，因此多个州政府和商家又强化了应对的措施。美国最大的连锁会员制仓储式量贩店 Costco 开市客，从11月16日开始要求所有在店的工作人员和顾客佩戴口罩或者面罩。即使是先前因为身体状况可以被豁免的人群，也在新规的范围内。
Kind of awkward and boring, not boring, but awkward and annoying. He had to wait this every day.
当选总统拜登计划在上任后实施100天的口罩令，要求全国范围佩戴口罩。
Everyone for the first 100 days of my administration to wear a mask。
这样的状态至少还将持续一段时间。美国之音记者海伦·墨菲，华盛顿报道。
全球最大的技术会场之一的组织者宣布了2021年只采用数字形式的盛会。由于新冠病毒大流行，本月的消费电子展将是一个虚拟活动，和五月份的情况相反。当时组织者表示，将在拉斯维加斯举行规模较小的聚会。请看美国之音的新闻报道。
去年1月，新冠病毒病开始在美国各地传播之前，超过17多万人参加了为期4天的展览。国际消费类电子产品展览会，也简称消费电子展或 CES。今年这一活动改变为全数字形式，对拉斯维加斯又是一个打击。和所有其他美国的旅游胜地一样，拉斯维加斯也因为人们居家或只在当地度假而受害。消费电子展的组织者消费者技术协会预览了2021年展览的全数字设置。
We've been forced to adapt and we have. And so with CESWe decided to make CES digital only in July because we wanted our customers to adopt quickly, and we saw the decision as an important one.
这个由微软专门创建的数字会场，可让用户向其他与会者发送信息、安排会议，并观看许多小时的实时网站内容以及产品演示。夏皮罗说 ，CES 线上平台是和微软的7位数的投资。他预期健康技术将成为热门趋势，以及和居家工作相关的装置。
We will see obviously a great focus on healthcare technology, but also a focus on broadband and things you can do for your home, not only for your home office to make it better, but also everything in your home that has to do with technology.
数字版的 CES 装置展为期4天，将从1月11日开始举行。消费者技术协会表示，超过1000家公司将参展。包括三星、LG、IBM、英特尔、欧姆龙、奔驰和奥迪。以上是美国之音新闻报道。
随着新冠病毒的肆虐，商家、宗教场所和无家可归者庇护站正在寻求空间管理应用程序的帮助，也按照新冠防疫标准创建更安全的室内空间。来看记者塔博的报道。
这是许多商家、教堂和其他室内场所所面临的一个问题，那就是在新冠疫情难以消退的情况下，如何才能让人们进入一个安全的环境，可以放心地聚集在一起。考虑到这一挑战，名为马图神的空间管理应用程序的开发人员重新设计了产品。
We originally built it to be a space analytics platform for CFOs, for managers,people who needed to know who was in the space, how much space were they taking, who was coming and who was going, and how much it was costing people.
随后新冠疫情爆发了。
When the pandemic started, we really took a look around and said, here's our opportunity to do something a little bit more impactful. The tools we had built for the original purpose transferred very, very well to this new environment.
这些空间管理工具包括每个人都在寻找的3个关键功能。
One of them is scheduling. So we are set a capacity of our office of a maximum of 25. So using the scheduling portion of the app, we're able to reach that. Physical distancing. We want to make sure that there's at least 6 feet apart from every employee when they're in their workstation or in a conference room. And then contact tracing.
Maptician.was able to provide us a system to allow our employees to come back to the office if they wanted to work, where we could manage the seats they were sitting in, but they also have COVID safety features like contact tracing and spacing, which is really what we were looking for.
对于尤里克来说，将他的软件程序转变为可以帮助解决危机的工具是一项令人称赞的成就。
For all the tragedy of the year, it's been an amazing thing to be part of the solution out there.
美国之音塔博报道。
星期一，国务卿蓬佩奥访问美国之音华盛顿总部，并向美国国际媒体署全体雇员发表讲话。他谈及在美国价值观和美国利益受到新威胁的情况下，美国对外广播的重要性，并点名中国政府批评其蔑视人权的行为。国务卿蓬佩奥重申美国对自由、民主和人权的尊重，谴责中共等集权政府蔑视普世人类尊严。蓬佩奥在讲话中说，我们是第一个基于以下信念建立的国家，人人生而享有某些不可剥夺的权利，政府的建立是为了保障这些天赋权利。他还说，当中国共产党企图利用乔治·弗洛伊德的悲剧死亡来宣称他们的威权体制似乎比我们优越时，我发表了一项声明，其中有这样一段话：在境况最好的时候，中华人民共和国也在残酷地推行共产主义，而身处最为困难的挑战之中时，美国依然保障自由，没有任何道德上的等同性，这是不言而喻的真相。蓬佩奥在讲话多数次的批评中国，包括中共镇压维吾尔人的暴行、破坏香港的民主自由等，并赞扬美国之音记者在恐吓、骚扰与攻击压力之下对香港抗议运动的报道。国务卿蓬佩奥是美国最高层级外交官，曾多次代表特朗普政府宣布对中国的制裁，包括近期宣布限制中共党员及其亲属赴美旅行、终止五项美中交流项目以及反制中国大外宣等。随着动过手脚的图像在互联网上泛滥，我们要如何辨别真假呢？美国之音记者迪波尔探讨了一个解决之道，确认真实性的数码封条。
这些人向我们发出了一个信息，那就是眼见为实的古老格言已经成为过去，他们无法亲自说服我们，因为他们根本不存在，他们是用人工智能创造的。随着人工智能和照片编辑软件的飞速发展，我们还能相信在网上看到的图像是真实的吗？
Instead of trying to detect what's fake, you try to prove what's real.
一家名为 TruePic 的公司编写的软件可以为照片添加独特的签名，有助于将来验证他们的真实性。现在他们已经和芯片制造商高通公司合作，将这个技术嵌入可处理智能手机指纹识别的相同的安全芯片。
We produce these photos that essentially have a seal on them. If anybody was to modify anything about the photos, whether the pixels, the date and time, the location where it was captured, that seal would be broken, essentially, and we would be able to know, that that file has been modified since the time of capture.
除了地点和拍摄时间之外，这个系统还在镜头前嵌入 3D 的场景深度图，将来读者可以取得所有这些信息以及对照片进行任何改动的日志。
So you have full transparency of exactly, you know, what happened from the time that light entered into the camera to then light coming out of the display essentially into your eyes.
TruePic 公司正在与微软、Adobe 以及媒体组织合作开发开放源码的软件，他们希望最终会包含在所有显示照片的浏览器和应用程序中。
If we were to look out on a 10-year horizon, we expect that any photo or video will come with proof of its authenticity.
让冒牌影像更容易被发现。美国之音迪波尔，旧金山报道。
佛罗里达州以它的海滩而出名，但要保持海滩的清洁相当辛苦，请看报道。
传统上，迈阿密的海滩对游客和当地居民都是非常有吸引力的目的地，但要保持海滩清洁和吸引力，这个担子通常落在一个全心投入的志愿团体肩上，他们在烈日下捡拾垃圾。
You don't want to go and see there in a dirty, trashy beachAnd so for me, I want people to experience what the real Miami, the beautiful Miami, right? Which is clean water, not just for us, but also for our wildlife. And so that's why I spend most of my time cleaning instead of tanning, which is, well, I still get pretty dark.
玛利亚·阿尔加拉最初来自哥伦比亚，她从纽约来到迈阿密，取得法律学位，并开始担任律师助理。她和一些朋友利用周末一起清理海滩。 阿尔加拉很快意识到，在新鲜空气中工作比在空气闭塞的办公室里处理法律合同更充实。就在那个时候，他产生了创建清理这个海滩志愿者组织的想法。
I didn't want to be on a 9-to-5, working towards something that wasn't inspiring me or my passion. So when I was able to find what I really wanted to do, which is this, I decided to quit my job and dedicate myself to run Clean This Beach Up full time.
尽管如此，阿尔加拉的家人支持他辞掉高薪法律工作的决定。
Back in my country, I'm from Colombia. They see picking up trash as a, you know, a job, a dirty job, but it's the most rewarding thing ever. And so now they understand that, and they feel really proud.
今天，好几十个志愿工作者帮助阿尔加拉清理海滩，还有数以百计的人参与他组织的活动。他和自己的团队一起努力，试图将打扫海滩变成欢乐的活动。每次打扫之前，都有音乐、零食，甚至集体热身运动。
When I first started doing these kinds of things, I think she was one of the first people I met, like this organization, and she was like really nice, and like she just like took me in. So I think without her, maybe I would have been just like doingHere and there, but I joined her organization. I've been doing it like almost every week.
这个团体目前有2000多名志愿者帮忙捡垃圾。到目前为止，他们已经收集了10000多公斤的垃圾。美国之音记者莉莉亚·阿尼西莫娃，佛罗里达州迈阿密报道。
感谢您收看今天的美国观察，祝您有愉快的一天，我们明天见。